the more the human conscience succumbs to secularization, loses its sense of the very meaning of the word mercy, moves away from God, and distances itself from the mystery of mercy, the more the church has the right and the duty to appeal to the God of mercy with loud cries. 135. These loud cries should be the mark of the church of our times, cries uttered to God to implore His mercy, the certain manifestation of which she professes and proclaims as having already come in Jesus crucified and risen, that is, in the Paschal mystery. It is this mystery which bears within itself the most complete revelation of mercy, that is, of that love which is more powerful than death, more powerful than sin and every evil, the love which lifts man up when he falls into the abyss and frees him from the greatest threats. Modern man feels these threats. What has been said above in this regard is only a rough outline. Modern man often anxiously wonders about the solution to the terrible tensions which have built up in the world and which entangle humanity, and if at times he lacks the courage to utter the word mercy, or if in his conscience empty of religious content he does not find the equivalent, so much greater is the need for the church to utter his word, not only in her own name, but also in the name of all the men and women of our time. Everything that I have said in the present document on mercy should therefore be continually transformed into an ardent prayer, into a cry that implores mercy according to the needs of man in the modern world. May this cry be full of that truth about mercy which has found such rich expression in sacred scripture and in tradition, as also in the authentic life of faith of countless generations of the people of God. With this cry let us, like the sacred writers, call upon the God, who cannot despise anything that He has made. 136. The God, who is faithful to Himself, to His fatherhood and His love, and, like the prophets, let us appeal to that love which has maternal characteristics, and which, like a mother, follows each of her children, each lost sheep, even if they should number millions, even if in the world evil should prevail over goodness, even if contemporary humanity should deserve a new flood on account of its sins, as once the generation of Noah did. Let us have recourse to that fatherly love revealed to us by Christ in His messianic mission, a love which reached its culmination in His cross, in His death and resurrection. Let us have recourse to God through Christ, mindful of the words of Mary's Magnificat, which proclaim mercy from generation to generation. Let us implore God's mercy for the present generation. May the Church, which, following the example of Mary, also seeks to be the spiritual mother of mankind, express in this prayer her maternal solicitude, and at the same time her confident love, that love from which is born the most burning need for prayer. Let us offer up our petitions, directed by the faith, by the hope, and by the charity which Christ has planted in our hearts. This attitude is likewise love of God, whom modern man has sometimes separated far from himself, made extraneous to himself, proclaiming in various ways that God is superfluous. This is, therefore, love of God, the insulting rejection of whom by modern man we feel profoundly, and we are ready to cry out with Christ on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." 137. At the same time it is love of people, of all men and women, without any exception or division, without difference of race, culture, language, or world outlook, without distinction between friends and enemies. This is love for people. It desires every true good for each individual, and for every human community, every family, every nation, every social group, for young people, adults, parents, the elderly, a love for everyone, without exception. This is love, or rather an anxious solicitude, to ensure for each individual every true good, and to remove and drive away every sort of evil. And, if any of our contemporaries do not share the faith and hope which lead me, as a servant of Christ and steward of the mysteries of God, 138, to implore God's mercy for humanity in this hour of history, let them at least try to understand the reason for my concern. It is dictated by love for man, for all that is human, and which, according to the intuitions of many of our contemporaries, is threatened by an immense danger. The mystery of Christ, which reveals to us the great vocation of man, and which led me to emphasize in the encyclical Redemptor Hominis his incomparable dignity, also obliges me to proclaim mercy as God's merciful love, revealed in that same mystery of Christ. It likewise obliges me to have recourse to that mercy, and to beg for it at this difficult, critical phase of the history of the Church, and of the world, as we approach the end of the second millennium. In the name of Jesus Christ crucified and risen, in the spirit of his messianic mission, enduring in the history of humanity, we raise our voices, and pray that the love which is in the Father may once again be revealed at this stage of history, and that, through the work of the Son and Holy Spirit, it may be shown to be present in our modern world, and to be more powerful than evil, more powerful than sin and death. We pray for this through the intercession of her, who does not cease to proclaim mercy from generation to generation, and also through the intercession of those for whom there have been completely fulfilled the words of the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." 139. In continuing the great task of implementing the Second Vatican Council, in which we can rightly see a new phase of the self-realization of the Church, in keeping with the epoch in which it has been our destiny to live, the Church herself must be constantly guided by the full consciousness that in this work it is not permissible for her, for any reason, to withdraw into herself. The reason for her existence is, in fact, to reveal God, that Father, who allows us to see Him in Christ. 140. No matter how strong the resistance of human history may be, no matter how marked the diversity of contemporary civilization, no matter how great the denial of God in the human world, so much the greater must be the Church's closeness to that mystery which, hidden for centuries in God, was then truly shared with man, in time, through Jesus Christ. With my apostolic blessing, given in Rome, at St. Peter's, on the 30th day of November, the first Sunday of Advent, in the year 1980, the third of the pontificate. J.O.H. and Paul II.